So I'm starting the recording. This is Stephanie Gunning, and I want to welcome everybody to the third in a series of webinars on audacious creativity, which was inspired by an anthology that I put together, which collected wisdom and advice from colleagues and clients and friends of mine. And I thought, boy, I have access to some amazing authors, amazing experts, amazing teachers and consultants, and I really want to bring that to everybody who is on my mailing list. So I've been inviting these amazing people on calls with me, and they're just going so great. And I am really thrilled to be able to introduce you all to Allison Maslin. She's an author, a life and career coach, a homeopath, and an international speaker who over the past 25 years has built 9 successful businesses, including an advertising and PR firm, a homeopathic college, a scuba diving shop, and a real estate investment company. She inherited her entrepreneurial spirit from her father, who owned the largest women's clothing chain in the U.S. in the 70s. Once she realized she had a knack at this business stuff, she began helping others turn their dreams into businesses. And she has developed a winning program with Blastoff that is based on the formula she's used in her own life to create success and fulfillment and help hundreds of others to do the same. Blastoff is a step-by-step program that helps you tap into your passion, create a vision, and a roadmap to improve your career, quality of life, and personal relationships. As a career coach, Allison has helped her clients launch 8 new businesses already in 2009 alone, and 6 more businesses will be launching over the summer. And by the fall, I intend to be one of those businesses, by the way. In her new book, Blastoff, the Surefire Success Plan to Launch Your Dreams into Reality, she gives tips for tapping into your passions and creating a fulfilling career. Unlike other career coaches, Allison literally walks the talk. Many coaches motivate people and keep them accountable, but they cannot really guide the people through the maze. Allison has been in the trenches and created success with no financing or support as a single mom. Her Blastoff one-on-one coaching program and her book, which I helped her with, present a clear-cut plan that makes it so much easier for people to reach their dreams in all aspects of life. She has also developed a interactive, one-of-a-kind software program that people can follow to break through the obstacles that hold them back in their lives. That's the Blastation, which you may have seen me write about in my broadcast to you. She doesn't just tell people what they should do to reach their dreams. She gives them a step-by-step process to follow. And I know that Allison's clients include some incredible people, some that may be familiar to you. She has coached Mark LeBlanc, who is a recent president of the National Speakers Association, who out of the 800 speakers and consultants that he's coached, he turned to her when he wanted some coaching. And he says that of all the coaches that he knows, there are 2 he considers brilliant, and she's one of them. And she also coached Sam Zion, who is known as Sam the Cooking Guy on Discovery's Health Channel. So if you're familiar with his programs, you'll know he's incredibly popular. And he never had a clue that he wanted to be on TV until he started working with her. And then against a lot of negative messages that he received from his relatives and his friends, who really didn't think that this guy with no broadcasting experience had any business, and much less cooking. Right?
That's right.
He went ahead and he did it, and he's extremely popular. And recently he had some segments on the Today Show. So really, when you find your passion, you can pretty much do anything you want, but there are some things that you need to do to support yourself. And so we're kind of in scary times, but tonight we're going to speak about creating businesses that generate income and financially sustain our families and us which also enable us to explore our highest potential and our desire to make a conscious contribution to the world while we're doing something we love that takes full advantage of our strengths. So allow me to introduce Allison, and thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Oh, thanks. That's quite an introduction. Thank you so much.
Well, I want people to know why I invited you and why they're listening to you.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I'm glad. So could this really be true that right now could be a good time to start a new business?
You know, it's funny. People would say that that seems like the opposite of logic, right? You know, just to kind of grab whatever you can get just to have the security. And but there are a lot of pluses for opening a business, you know, at this time. And a lot of very successful corporations have opened during depressions and recessions, including the Hyatt Corporation, which opened its first doors in L.A. in during the Eisenhower recession. This is 57 to 58. Bill Gates launched Microsoft during the recession of 75. CNN launched as the cable network news during the 1980 recession. And, you know, many other companies, Johnson & Johnson, Disney, Cisco, you know, these were people with great ideas and the motivation to do it, you know, whether the economy was good or bad. And I would say that, you know, it's never the right time to do a job that you don't like. Never the right time for that. And, you know, we spend so much time at our career, more than anything else we do, practically more than sleeping or spending time with our families, and it's just is really a crime that so many people have careers that they don't enjoy that's not fulfilling.
So we don't all have to launch businesses that are the size of Disney. I mean, we could be talking about small businesses too, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, every big business started as a small idea, you know, that ended up blossoming. So whether it's a you know, one-person show or, you know, one-man band that you have and you have a product idea and you want to launch it on your own, or it's something that you end up franchising and growing. It doesn't really matter. It just can start as an idea and blossom or just be very successful with high revenue and keeping it small and simple.
Oh, there's the train you were promising.
There's the train, yes.
So what are some of the, people think that there's no money, there are no small business association loans, and that you can't start a business without a lot of money. Do we need to have that?
Well, I will say that in the eight businesses that I have run, actually nine, now I'm losing count, only one have I needed to borrow money for. All of the others I was able to start without any financing. So there are some real creative ways that you can get in developing a business. But there is money out there. And with Obama trying to stir up the economy, they're trying to generate small business because small business will boost an economy. You know, if there's an area that's hurting and small business can start employing people. So there are SBA loans that are available. There are grants that are available that you don't even have to pay back. And if you go to www.sba.gov, there's a lot of information on small business loans. So whether you are looking for a loan for $50,000 and below, there's different, some of them you don't have to do a business plan, I think $50,000 and below. And if you're looking for $50,000 and above, then you need to get to do a business plan. You know, some people, if they really need financing and they really want to make this happen, they start, they use the credit cards, which, you know, for some people that can be kind of scary, but sometimes you need to get a little creative and get the development going, and then you're able to pay those things back. There's also family
mm-hmm.
that
right.
you can go to. And, you know, sometimes they're very open and sometimes they're not. It just depends on, obviously, the belief system that goes on within your family. And, again, in my situation, most of the businesses that I've had, I've not had to borrow any money from family, and I was able to start really with nothing and let the business develop on its own. And once the income was generating, I was able to invest more into the business.
Right. It's important to make sure that money is coming back, right? I mean, that I'm jumping ahead of myself, but that is the cardinal rule of business, is it not?
Yeah, that would be the number one rule of business. And, you know, it's funny.
Earn more than you spend.
If they really make that clear in business school or not. But
yeah.
The number one rule in business is that you need to bring in more money than you spend.
Yep.
You know, and you'd think that that was obvious common sense, but that is a big roadblock that entrepreneurs make. They get all excited. They go out there. They get fancy offices and fancy cars that they're leasing and or maybe, you know, they have a shop and then it's going well and they just expand really quickly and then it all falls apart because they have so much overhead that they can't bring in enough business to take care of that overhead. So, yes, you want to start small and let the income come in before you really, you know, do too much of the spending.
Okay, before we go too much further, I just want to give people some websites that they can go to where they can get some advice, get some support, get some counseling, get some loans, get some grants.
Right.
I've got a list in front of me. Shall I just read them?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so one of them is score.org, and these are counselors to America's small business people. Then there's businessownersideacafe.com.
Right, and that's a great website because it's a lot of entrepreneurs on there supporting one another. So, you know, talking about things that they have struggled with or solutions that they've come up with to help people. You know, you don't have to recreate the wheel. There are people out there that can help you. And also listed on that site are grants.
Fantastic.
On that particular site. And on the SCORE site, SCORE is an amazing organization because it's retired business people. So this is free support. And they help you write business plans. They help, you know, get investment money. They can just help you, you know, put your you know, help you get more of a clear roadmap together. And just, you know, all of the little questions arise. How do you get a sales tax number? You know, how do you register your business? All of these things that SCORE can help you with.
Great. And then there's mysmallbiz.com.
Yeah, this is a site that I discovered in working with my clients because even just as a site to get ideas, there are so many different ideas of small businesses on the site, whether it's a home business or a business that's out in nature, a business for moms, or, you know, they have it categorized that way. So it's really good. It may not have on there the business that you want, but it's good for some brainstorming. And then it will talk about each of those businesses and give some information.
Here's a quick question from Bruce in L.A. He says, could you please point me to where I can get an under $50K grant without a business plan?
That would be the SBA.
SBA, Small Business Association, .gov.
Right.
Great. Cool. And
they
I know that there
are loans. They do have loans.
Yeah, and I know that there are also websites and organizations that are specialized to women, to minorities, and some of them have a harder time attracting people who want small loans than people who want million-dollar-plus loans, you know.
Right.
So sometimes small business people knock themselves out of the running in their minds by just not thinking to ask. So, you know, one of the things I always tell people is ask, because until you ask, you don't know, you know, that it's a no.
Right.
Don't say no to yourself. I guess that would be one thing.
Right. And, you know, a lot of people feel when they think about starting their own business, they get overwhelmed with the idea. And we'll talk about that a little more when we get into the emotional aspect. But, you know, there's just so much support out there. And I have always made it a practice in every business that I've had is to learn from people that have already done it, to spend time with them. And when I had started my advertising agency, I had not taken one advertising class in school. I really knew nothing about advertising.
I just want to remind people that you should have a pad and a pen next to you so that you can write down all the good content that you hear. But this call is also being recorded, and tomorrow morning you will get an email, and it will give you the same exact link that you're on right now. And the minute this call is over, you can go right back here and click the replay because it's being recorded. So, you know, you don't have to worry that something's going to get lost. I want to move on just because we got a lot to give you guys. And so the next thing is, what are some other reasons that it's a good time to start a business now?
Well, this is a great opportunity. You have room to negotiate where, you know, when business is good and money is flowing in, people are not willing to negotiate so much. And that would be, Stephanie, on leases for whether it's office space or retail space, because there are empty spaces out there. And so you can negotiate on the terms there and also on the square footage. There you can negotiate on products. And the price of products, you can, you know, get a better price. And now that price may adjust as the economy adjusts too, but then, you know, this helps you out right now. And then services as well. If you need to hire employees, people are willing to work for a little bit less right now. And then, of course, you would adjust their salary once your business picks up, and that's something that you could discuss with them. But working that out, and when you hire them, making a plan based on, you know, on giving your business time to develop.
So ability to negotiate low rates and a labor surplus. And
correct.
And there was a third one that we talked about the other day, which was being able to take the time to really get your ducks in a row.
Right. Absolutely, because it's a little bit of a slower pace. A lot of times what happens is someone starts a business, and believe it or not, it can just take off really fast. And then all of a sudden they don't have their system down, or they get a demand for a product and they can't fulfill the product. And that is just because they haven't been in the business long enough to really work out the kinks, particularly, let's say, with their manufacturers, or even just, you know, learning your particular trade and feeling comfortable with it. When you can do it at a slower pace, you can take your time to learn, get all of the systems down, and so then when the economy starts picking up, and it will, you are set to go. You know, you're ready to just take off.
So you don't have to entirely operate your business by the seat of your pants. You can actually take your time, create a foundation, and this is a really good time to do that because, you know, the other costs are kind of lower at the moment. So what are some of the quote-unquote ducks that entrepreneurs need to put in a row right now?
Well, I mean, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about some brainstorming later on because a lot of people just don't even know what kind of business to start with. And a lot of when people come to me for coaching, most of them don't know. They say, I want to create something or I want something more in my life. I just don't know what. So obviously the first thing that has to happen is you need to have a concept of what you want to create. And once you have that, I recommend creating a big picture vision. I mean, really mapping it out, write about it, get, you know, as if it's happening now, write a story about it, all the facets of everything you would like to create on a bigger picture, you know, even thinking 5 years ahead, you know, what is your vision? Then, you know, you have to determine who your market is. You know, who are you going to be selling to? Who's going to be your customer? And, you know, doing some market research and maybe polling people you know of your particular idea and see what the interest is. The next is obviously your branding. So you need a name. A name is so important. I mean, people pay a lot of money to have someone to come up with a name. Obviously, you can do this yourself. but a name really says everything. And then, you know, from that name, and I recommend when you come up with a name for your business, it should say what your business is. Because if it's really hard for the customer to figure out what you do, you're going to lose people. It needs to be something that they get right off the bat. And then you develop your, you know, your logo, your branding, website, which is you just have to have right now. I'm sure everybody listening knows that. And all of your marketing that comes off of the website, really marketing through the internet and the blogosphere and social marketing is seems to be the way to go and often more powerful than television almost. And a lot less expensive. So, and then the other things, once you get that down and, you know, you start getting, putting your development and your ideas together, by the time you create your website, you really have a clear idea of what you're selling. And then you need to have your accountant and your bookkeeper. And I mean, you can do the bookkeeping yourself in the beginning. You know, as you expand, you might have somebody that does your bookkeeping and then does your taxes and so forth.
But you can't ignore that. I mean, if you don't set aside money to pay your taxes, it's going to catch up with you.
Yeah.
So
you need
to know, you definitely need to, you know, plan ahead. Like in a year, I'm going to, you know, at the end of the year, I'm going to have to pay my taxes. So I can't ignore accounting. I'm going to have to keep track.
Yeah, no, you definitely want to. I recommend meeting with an accountant when you're going to start a business, and they can help you set up a system for your bookkeeping. You know, and help you with a filing system to keep track of your receipts, to keep track of your income and keep track of your expenses. You know, if you're going to have a payroll, you obviously need to set up a payroll service. If you're going to be, you have to determine, an accountant can help you with this, whether you want to be a sole proprietor, whether you want to have an S corporation, a C corp, and it really depends on the type of business that you're doing and whether that's necessary or not. And there are a lot of benefits, tax benefits to that. So definitely you want to sit down and put an accounting numbers plan together. And so that doesn't, you know, catch you.
That's right. Now, we have a question here. Do you recommend that somebody who's in a crisis mode should start a business, or do you think that they should stabilize their situation first?
Well,
like they've been laid off and they're having trouble mm-hmm. meeting their rent.
Well, I mean, you know, they say necessity is the mother of invention, and sometimes the most creative times can come out of desperate times, and that's why I say, you know, losing your job could be the best thing that ever happened to you. It depends on what the crisis is. You know, if you're in a real bad emotional state because something has happened, I recommend really working on healing from that first. Because, you know, you've got to be able to have that inner strength being an entrepreneur and, you know, kind of handle some of the ups and downs. But, you know, when I started my first business, I was going through a divorce. Actually, no, my second business, going through a divorce. And I had kind of given away everything in my divorce. And being a single mom, and I had rent to pay in 2 weeks, and I had no clients. So it was a real motivator for me to get some income. Poverty is a real motivator and really is what got me out there and got me out of my own little pity party and to make things happen. So, you know, it depends on the extent and, you know, what the crisis is. But
right.
For me, it worked.
Right. So just quickly, because I want to keep, you know, get it all in there, but what are some of the reasons that people become entrepreneurs?
There are a few reasons. One is if you're tired, basically the obvious one, you're tired of working for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
In my case, I'd never liked someone telling me what to do. And so that's why I was better fit being an entrepreneur. I had a job only for 2 weeks in my entire life. So if you're more independent minded, you know, you may make a good fit as being an entrepreneur. If you have worked for a company and you've really developed your skill, you could create that same, instead of giving all that income to that particular company, you can do it for yourself. I have one of my clients who has been a business consultant, but working in-house for a company for 15 years and was laid off. And now we've helped her develop this business for herself, and she's already consulting many clients, and so it's really exciting to see. So she didn't really have to learn anything new. She just transferred what she was doing for another company for herself.
And kept the profits.
And kept the profits, exactly. And, you know, it takes some time to build, but it definitely is really worth it. Plus, just the sense of accomplishment, of building something on your own, you know, that's another reason to do it. And
you told me you once you can remember looking out over the desks of your advertising agency.
Yeah, you know, sitting there at the end of the day, you know, the lights are going down. I'm sitting at my desk. Nobody's there, just me. And looking at this, you know, big agency that I had built from really having no advertising experience whatsoever, just sitting there going, my goodness, it's really cool. It was a great feeling. Definitely.
So, I understand that you have a self-reflective process that comes right out of your book, Blast Off, that helps people figure out what kind of business they want to be in.
Right. And as I said, a lot of people come to me and they have no idea. And sometimes if you've been in a crisis situation or frustrated or stuck, it's hard to get creative. And if you haven't had the experience, it's hard to know what you could even do. So I'd like to just kind of, would that be all right, do a little experience and have people work with me on this for a second?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So people might want to get their paper near them, I think.
Right. So if you've had a long day at work today, or, you know, you just put your kids down, first of all, I recommend just kind of taking a deep breath and just inhale through the nose and then exhale and just kind of let go any of the stress from the day, because I want to see if we can get your head clear a little bit. And when I have my clients that I work with do this, I actually have them kind of get into a meditative space, maybe even put some music on so they can get relaxed and clear their mind. And that's something that you can do, obviously, on your own when we're done with this call. What the most exciting businesses to have is something that you're passionate about, something that you can connect with that really excites you. And the first time that you've probably had an experience like that is when you were a child. So if you can just think for a moment and write down what were some things that you loved doing as a kid that was fun, that was stimulating, that was exciting, you know, whether it was something that you did outside, whether it was something that even maybe if you didn't have the opportunity to do these fun things, whatever was going on at that time in your life, maybe things that you heard about that you always wanted to do, but you never did for whatever reason. And even as, you know, a young adult, and just make a list of those things that were stimulating, exciting, fun. And don't be trying to think, oh, how could I make this a career? Just be open to, you know, what the experience was and make a list of those things. And for some of you, too, you know, some things may not be coming up. Sometimes you have to sit and do this like 3-4 times to kind of jar your memory of that time in your life. And that's why I recommend my clients carry a pad of paper around with them for a couple of weeks, and you're driving in your car and, you know, or taking a shower or whatever, whenever you're relaxing, all of a sudden these ideas come in, or at 3 in the morning you wake up, oh, yeah, I remember I used to love doing that. So you can continue to add to this list. And then the next thing that I have people do is write a list of all your talents. And, you know, some people might say, well, I don't really have any talents. Everybody has talents. There are some talents that you're born with. Even being a good listener is a talent and a, you know, huge value in business. You know, whether you are good at cooking, whether you play the flute, whether you're a good runner, you know, whatever those things are, if you're good at mediating people, if you're a good multitasker, any talent that you have, you make a list of that as well. So why don't you go ahead and do that for a second.
I love this because both of these things are just so positive, just to remember all these positive experiences and qualities.
Right, and you're getting on a deeper level within yourself because, you know, my past, what I'm passionate about is going to be totally different than what you're passionate about. So when I work with clients, I really help them tap into that. Instead of me telling them what they should do, like when you go to a career advisor and you take a test, okay, these are all the things that it falls under. It's really kind of bringing that out within yourself. And the reason that I have people write their talents down is there may be something right there that you don't have to go to school for. You know, you don't really have to learn. You may actually be an expert at something. You know, if you have kids, you're an expert. You know, I mean, if you've had many relationships like I did before I finally found my soulmate, you're an expert at something, right? I mean, there's whatever that is. If you're, you know, have, you know, advised people on things, you're an expert. If you have a interest in, you know, running, you're an expert at that. So things can develop out of these hobbies that you have.
So how do we take that to the next level? How do we bridge the gap to bringing that into a business?
So there is a process that I have in my on the Blastation, which is the software, and that we're going to be giving away, you know, a month free with the Blastation. Should I tell people about the Blastation now, or I should do that later?
We're definitely going to give everybody the coupon code at the end, but
okay.
I guess what we should say is there's a whole bunch of gifts that Allison is going to make available to people, and so one of them is she has this web-based interactive software, so you go online and you can create all this amazing visioning and do these exercises that help you. And it's like coaching yourself. And she's going to give a 30-day free trial membership to everybody who wants one. You're
right.
Going to get a code at the end. So
right. And I can talk a little bit more about that at the end. But there is, on the Blastation, there is a questionnaire called the Dream Career Questionnaire. And that is also in my book, Blast Off, the Dream Career Questionnaire as well. And that's another exercise that you can do along with the two that I'm sharing with you right now. The next,
and for people who already have that, it's on page 117. So I just
right.
want to let people know. Yeah.
So then what you do is you look at these two lists. You know, you put them close together, and you bring together the things that inspire you that are fun or uplifting with the talents you have, and you start brainstorming on careers. Now, when I work with people one-on-one in my coaching, that's where my favorite part, actually, is because that's where the brainstorming happens, and a lot of ideas start coming out of that you wouldn't even think, you wouldn't have even thought about.
Can you give some examples?
Yeah. Well, for instance, I have a woman who is a single mom, and she was working in HR, actually, and having to get up every morning at 4:30 to get her son taken care of and get to work, and just, you know, working 60 hours a week. So by the time she came to me, she was pretty much a wreck and really wanted to do something but had no idea what to do. So we went through this process with her, and it didn't come to her right away, but she told me of how much she loved fitness. She loved exercise, during her pregnancy, she realized how much she wanted to take care of herself and take care of her body. And so, you know, going through this process, her aha moment came to her when she decided that she wanted to be a fitness trainer, but for prenatal, as a specialist. for women that were pregnant and then after pregnancy. And she has now expanded that to children that have weight issues. So she's very specialized. Another woman came to me, also single mom, in a very challenging career that was not fulfilling to her at all, just really running her down. She told me that she always loved fashion. That was really her, you know, what fed her. And she is launching now, actually will be launching in about a week, an online fashion store. It's going to be called heavenspennies.com. So look for that in a couple of weeks. It's absolutely beautiful. I mean, I'm so excited because we haven't seen, you know, in the research we did, there are no other stores like this online. And so she, even though she's had to do this business in the, you know, develop it in the evenings and weekends, which has, you know, been challenging, it's been worth it because she knows that she's putting the time into something that she's building for herself. And so the process, you know, and looking at the things that really inspired her and what her talents were, you know, this is what we came in with. And when they came to me, they had no idea that this was going to come out of that.
What was it? There was one you were telling me about last year, which was had to do with horses.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, she actually, this twins that were working, doing training on horses, they were working at a ranch. And all of a sudden, the ranch told them one day when they came back from vacation that their job existed no more. And it was really devastating because, one of the twins knew what she wanted to do. The other one didn't. She came to me for coaching. And she said, well, my real dream is at some day it would just be really neat. I'd love to do a rehab center for horses. And she thought that was really not a possibility at all. And there was so what we found that it was so needed out here, out in California, because they have all these racehorses, and then, you know, there was a surplus of horses, and then, you know, really they needed some rehab to take care of these horses as they got older. And a lot of people get attached to their horses, so they're willing to invest in that. And also there's some nonprofit money. And when I laid it out for her and showed her what was needed to happen, and, you know, finding a ranch, finding the space, having people donate the horses, and then, all, of course, the medical, she found that it really wasn't as complicated as she thought it was. So now she has her own rehab center. So out of something that seemed like a tragedy of losing this job, you know, she's been able to develop and actually fill a need and help so many people, and something that she's totally passionate about.
So quick question. Do you have to go to business school to have a business?
I will say no. You know, some people might disagree with me. I did not go to business school. I think being really where you learn is on the job. So, you know, if you want to go to school, I would say that really the thing to do is if you feel that before you start your business you want to have more experience, do an intern somewhere in a field that you want to work in, or start networking with people or associations within a certain field that you're interested in. But, you know, I never took a business class in my life. I think on the job, life training, you know, school of hard knocks. And, you know, the other thing, the way to learn, you would be surprised when you ask people for help. You know, I'm looking to enter this business, and talk to people that do it. Ask if you can sit down with them, take them to lunch, you know, ask them all kinds of questions. I can't tell you how many people, when I had my ad agency, and, you know, in the beginning it just started as I designed greeting cards, and then I went to companies and they said, do you buy radio? And I said, sure. And I had no idea how to buy radio. So what did I do? I go to the radio station. I said, teach me how people buy radio. Or I went to a print shop and I hung out in the back, show me how you run these printing presses. And, you know, that's really how I learned in pretty much a lot of the businesses that I've had.
So getting a mentor is a very good thing. Asking people a lot of questions, a really good thing. And just being curious and open to learning.
Yeah, I mean, how are you going to know how to do it if you've never done it yourself? And you're going to save a lot of time and money and headache and heartache if you ask people for support that have already done it, and they can really show you the ins and outs. And then, of course, you're going to learn through your own. I mean, there's definitely things that I learned along the way that I would have done differently, you know, looking back. But, you know, that's really how I learned. So there really are no mistakes at all. It's just so that, you know, once you do it and you don't like the way that it's done, do it differently next time.
Should I worry about the competition and about the people who are doing something similar to me?
You know, people ask me that a lot. They'll say, well, you know, there's so many taco stands. There's so many massage therapists. Why would somebody come to me? And, yes, it's great if you can come up with something that's a niche market. But really, it's going to be different because it's going to be you, and it's going to be through your personality. For instance, the book Blast Off. I mean, how many self-help books are there out there? But none that have my voice. And I would say to someone that has that fear, if you're going to focus on what everybody else is doing, you're going to lose your business, because you really need to just focus on you and do the best job that you can do. And if you do that, and, you know, watch your overhead, your business is and take care of your customer, your business is going to flourish. If you worry about what other people are doing, that's where your energy is going to go.
So how long do you work with somebody in your program to get a new product launched or a business launched? How much time does that take?
Often it can happen within 4 to 6 months, you know, believe it or not. And I generally, when I coach with someone, my program, it runs, you know, by the time they've run their sessions, it's generally about 4 months, the one-on-one sessions and the program that I've developed. But, for instance, if somebody has a launch happening, you know, 2 months away or 3 months away, and the website's being developed and different things are happening, I'll push their last sessions out to around that launch time so I can give them as much attention as they need. And of course, they can call me or email me anytime in between there with questions and all the things that come up when you're, you know, launching something new.
So as you get closer and closer to the launch date,
right,
things get a little more intense and high pressure.
Right, and I usually get emails like, oh, my God, I'm so scared. I don't know if I can do this. I mean, that usually comes up, you know, around about the fifth session, around that time.
So that's
time.
About 3 or 4 months in.
Yeah,
or...
and I get that email. I was wondering when that was going to come, you know. The fear comes up throughout the whole thing. And, you know, I'd say that's probably the biggest roadblock, you know, for people is fear. And so I really, that's one thing. And being a homeopathic physician for 14 years, I really have worked with people on a deep emotional level and understand where their roadblocks are. So I really know how to help people to move past those fears. And once they do that, it's just, you know, it's limitless possibility.
Limitless possibility. I loved something that you said to me the other day. You said that entrepreneurial thinking is solution-oriented, so if one door shuts, the entrepreneur is always looking for another door, and that if you hang tough, that probably means, you know, if you're going through a rough spot, it probably means you're getting really close to something taking off in a new
right.
direction because you're so far out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like if you think of people that are distance runners or bikers, you know, you just about hit a wall right before you're about to finish.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I can't go one more step. I mean, I've had that feeling definitely in business, like, oh, I've put so much into this. When is this going to, you know, put so much energy? And every time that happens, it is like a couple weeks to a couple months from it just totally exploding. So a lot of businesses that, you know, don't make it generally, not all of them, but a lot of them are people just quit. And, you know, you've got to be creative and know that there is always a solution. And that's really a sign of an entrepreneur, is somebody that can say, you know, okay, you know, just don't take no for an answer. And when somebody says this won't work or you can't do this, just find another entry.
So we got a couple of questions.
Okay.
One is, this is a very practical question. Just somebody's asking about website development resources. You know what? Why don't I shoot you an email about that? If you will write your email address there, I'll get it, and I'll shoot you an email about that later. I know that you we're at about a quarter of the hour, and we had so much content we wanted to cover. We had two other processes. Maybe you could just describe the questions and the choices from fear exercise, and then people could do that later on their own.
Okay. There's two exercises that are really good, and I'll just tell you how to do them. Because, you know, really fear is, I would say, probably the number one roadblock. And so if you can just write down what your fears are, what are your biggest fears in life? I mean, is it fear of failure, fear of loss of security, fear of being judged, you know, fear of I'm not going to like what I'm doing, whatever that is, write those down. And then you're going to write down, you know, what are the choices in your life you've made from these fears? Have you stayed in a job that you didn't like because of this fear? Have you chosen an industry, you know, because somebody told you that's what you were to do and you were afraid not to? Or, you know, I mean, a lot of things. You choose relationships or stay in relationships out of fears, but that's a whole nother phone call. And so look at those things in life that you've made out of fear. Generally, choices you make out of fear are not fulfilling. And then the last question is, what would you be doing in your life right now if you didn't have those fears? What would you do? How would things be different? So really kind of trying to come from that mindset of releasing, and that's really what a big part of what I do with people is moving past that so that you can really just be all that you want to be, you know, that you've dreamed of. And then the next exercise that I have people do is called Accessing Your Soul's Choice. And both of these exercises are in the book and also in the software Blastation. And I hope everybody gets on. There is, you know, we're going to give away the month free on Blastation. You can get to it on my website on the myblastoff.com. And the Soul's Choice is when you have a decision to make. A lot of times you get in your head in the way. And if you make a decision from your gut, from your intuition, generally it's right. And I'm sure a lot of you have had that experience where you get that, just that funny feeling when you know something's right or you know it's wrong and you didn't follow it and you're just like, God, I knew it. I knew it. And so the way to do the Soul's Choice, I use it in decision making all the time, is to, again, get in a quiet space, kind of clear your head, you know, get some music on, whatever it takes for you to relax. And then these are the questions that you would want. Well, it can be any question. But when you ask these questions to yourself, you want to listen to the sensations. Feel the sensations in your body. If you feel nauseous, sick to your stomach, it's probably maybe not a very good decision. If you feel excitement, if you feel expansion, that is, you know, a good sign that things just might be a really good decision. Like you might ask yourself, is this the right career for me? And then just listen to your body. How does your body respond? And what's the voice? What's that inner voice that comes up? That voice that comes up, that first thing you hear, that is generally the answer. Not all of the, well, what are people going to think? All of that stuff, that's the garbage.
That comes later.
That comes later, right? That,
yeah.
That's your relatives. Okay.
Right.
And then, you know, what do I want to be doing with my life? That's a good question. And, you know, may not come up with an answer right away, but am I happy in this situation? I mean, you're going to get an answer right away. You know, what feelings do I have? You know, I mean, you can do this in any area of your life. You know, I've done it in relationships before, and the feeling, the word that came up was suffocating. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Well, you remember when I was ending my last relationship, we were working together. I'm just going to share this with people. I knew that I was at the end of a relationship, and either I was going to go forward or I was going to end it. And I was talking to Allison, and I, you know, and she said, you'll know. Just listen to yourself. And I did. I knew. I got a voice. It was a clear voice, no, this is not the right course for you.
And the trick, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's unmistakable.
But the trick is, Stephanie, and everybody listening, is you know you hear the voice, you know it, but you don't want to listen.
Right, well, that's
you're
the work.
You're afraid to listen. That's the scary part. You know, but if you not only listen, then you need to follow it. That's the trick. So.
Yeah.
And so, then the last question I ask, you know, another good question is, if time, capability, and money did not play into the picture, you know, what would I be doing? That's a really good question to ask yourself.
Right. And that's the way to really find out what your soul would want you to do.
Right. Exactly.
So how do we stay motivated and positive when we're surrounded by negative people and negative circumstances?
I would say to just as much as you can, you need to set boundaries with the negative people around you and really just surround yourself with people that are motivated and optimistic. And if you're going to start a business, get in business groups. I mean, people that are starting things and creating things, that's new life. These people are pretty upbeat and kind of where you're at in your life, and they can relate. So you want to surround yourself with people that are going to go, hey, you know, that's a great idea. Good for you. Because a lot of times when you are going to start something, and many of you will have this experience, and I did too, and Sam the cooking guy did too, is people are going to say, who are you? Who do you think you are to be able to do that? Nobody's going to come to you. You know, I had people say, you're going to fail. And if I would have listened, luckily I'm really stubborn, I just shut everybody out, and you put your head towards that goal and you keep moving forward. And again, you just surround yourself with people that support you. I do an exercise called unplugging, where I just visualize these plugs coming out of my head. And, you know, if you have all this energy in the day and you're plugging into negative,
negative making
people.
Sound effects.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the plugs, exactly, plugging in. It's draining. These people drain you. They're like vampires. So just visualize yourself pulling the plug out of them and plugging it back into yourself, giving yourself that energy, and or plugging into people that, you know, again, are really supportive and motivating. I can't tell you how important that is. The other thing is, obviously, you know, working with a coach is somebody that will help keep you on track when you start to sway. You know, they're going to make sure that you're going to reach your goal. And the Blast Station is such a great software to do that. I want to describe it for just a second. You log on. It's web-based like Google or Yahoo. And so you can get onto it anywhere that you have the internet. And it's a goal-setting life planning software. So you can plan your entire day, you can plan your entire life. You can do vision boards. There's calendar on there that syncs with Outlook and iCal, so you can have it for on your PDA. But there's motivating exercises for every area of life, and then it tracks it. It's got a life-o-meter to help see where you're going with your goals. And then for people in business, there's a sales tracker, there's a project tracker, there's exercises to find your dream career, to find your soulmate. It's just like pretty much does everything but cooks dinner. And I designed this, Stephanie, because I looked for a program to work with my clients, and they were all boring and complicated. So I developed something that's really inspiring, colorful, motivating, and fun, and super, super easy to use.
It is. It's so easy to understand how it works. That was one of the things that I really liked when I started playing with it. I think we might run over a couple of minutes, and that's okay. I just want to alert people to that because we still have more content, and I don't want to rush. I don't want to feel like we have to cram in the last 5 minutes here. So I just wanted to let you relax, Allison. So let's say that I am absolutely sure that I want to launch a business or to do a business project that's on the side of my regular career where I'm earning a paycheck in my 9-to-5 job. Where do I start? You know, it feels really overwhelming sometimes to people. So, you know, is there some secret that's going to make it possible?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, it's like when you think of all the things you have to do in a day, if you think of them all at once, it's very overwhelming for most people, for me too. And so I created a process to help break this down and into simple daily steps. So whether your goal is to have something in a year or 5 years, you can slowly work to it. Towards it, but it will develop a lot faster than you think. So I have people first create once you know what you want to do, write out the story, like I said, creating your big picture vision. You can do this on the software from the book. And develop a picture and a story of what you're working towards, what's your end picture, and then you're going to work backwards. And the first steps I have is called the mile steps. What are the big things that have to happen to make this dream come true? So I have
That's like putting up a website.
Right. What are the big things? Now, you can't put up a website, you know, in 5 minutes. That could take, you know, a week or a month or 2 months. So these are the bigger things. If it's a store, you need to find a location. Maybe you need to get financing. Maybe you need to take a class. Maybe you need to buy merchandise, you know, whatever the big things that have to happen. These are your mile steps. You start with your big picture vision. Then you write all of the big things that have to happen after that. And then you break down each of those mile steps into what I call mini feats. Mini feats are small valued activities. They're daily steps of accomplishment. And so what I require people working with me is that they do a minimum of three mini feats a day. And especially if you're working another job or have other things that keep you busy. And mini feat can be 10 minutes long. So maybe it's, you know, I'm going to do some research on the internet, or maybe I'm going to be, you know, working on my resume, or maybe I'm going to, you know, make some calls of people in the business and ask them if I can meet them for lunch and pick their brain. You know, three little mini feats a day. Because the problem is you have a project to do and you think, oh, I need 4 or 5 hours, so I'm going to do it tomorrow. It doesn't happen because nobody really gets those big spans of time anymore. So if you break it into these small, tiny increments, it makes it easy. And so on my website, you can download what I have the big picture vision page. There's also the mile steps form to break down that big picture vision to the mile steps and then into the mini feats, a mini feat calendar that will have you put 2 weeks full of mini feats.
Is that one of the worksheets that we have? That's one of the free PDF downloads there?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, there's a button on the lower right-hand side of the screen for the people who are on the webinar page on the internet. And that's Allison's website. And if you click on that link, you'll see the download sheets there available for you. And you can just pull them down, you know, with your mouse or whatever. And for people who are listening but not currently on the website, that's myblastoff.com. And for people who don't have internet who are listening, I don't know how you got here, but these are in the book as well.
Right.
So,
there
are all
the
different
book.
Ways you can get this. Yeah.
So, but if you know, the rule is that you've got to do your three mini feats a day. Now, this is not walking the dog. This is not making the bed. These are things that are working towards your bigger goal. So if you have your regular things, your regular job, your family, your responsibilities, those are things you're doing anyway. The mini feats are things that you're trying to create on the side. And so I require three mini feats a day. I don't care if you're in a good mood or a bad mood.
It doesn't matter if it's Sunday or Wednesday. You do it every day, right?
You do your three mini feats, you know, and again, you can have them done in 30 minutes if you want to. But just so you do them, because 3 times 7 is 21 steps closer to your goal each week. And, you know, they start over each day. So if you did 5, you still need to do 3 the next day. And it makes it really easy. And, you know, you start moving ahead. And instead of waiting for those big chunks of time to happen that usually don't.
So that's 84 at the end of a month. And I don't know what multiplying that by 12 would lead to. But you can really get a lot done if you just do tiny little things, you know.
Look, I wrote a book in a year. And I have very full-time two businesses. And, you know, I mean, when you start a business, you know, I just want to say this. If there's something that you really want to create in your life, you've got to put the time into it. And so maybe it's, you know, for me, I always wanted to write a book. So I worked my business during the day, and I was married a couple years ago, so I love spending time with my husband. And you know, once everything's quiet at night, I pulled out my computer and I wrote. And I wrote on weekends, and I wrote this book within a year, and I didn't have to take, you know, what everyone says, lock themselves in a cabin for 3 months to do. And I just wrote, you know, a few pages at a time, and then, you know, at the end of the year, you know, it was done. And so I encourage you all, if you have a dream, you know, start now, even if you just do little bits at a time. And you would be surprised within 6 months how much progress that you're going to have. And once you get into it, it's just so exciting. It's so fun.
Yeah, your confidence grows. You're having fun because you're doing something you love, right?
Absolutely.
It's that passion that carries you forward.
Yeah, and I love seeing that, you know, my clients. It happens every time where they come in like, oh, I don't know, I'm miserable, I feel stuck. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, I'm just so into it. This is so fun, and look what I'm learning. And, you know, especially when the business starts taking off and you actually start making money, and that's obviously, that's the goal.
Okay, so why don't you tell people what the coupon code is for the 30-day free trial on Blastation?
Okay, well, if you get on the website, on the myblastoff.com, and you click on software, that will take you to the product page of the software. And you can actually look through the software. There's a tour you can take before you even get on. It takes you through the whole premise of the software. But then when you get in and you do the free trial, you just, there's a place on there to put in the promotion code. And the promotion code that I'm offering you guys is Blastation FB. So it's Blastation, F like Frank, B like boy.
Great. And if somebody was interested in being personally mentored by you, I know that you, I don't know if anybody got this email from me, or I think it was a tweet on Twitter. I said, holy cow, she's gone crazy. But you're offering an extra session in your coaching program.
Right.
For people who sign up for that. So.
Right, exactly. So the I coach different than other coaches. I don't do one session at a time because I really want to follow everybody through from beginning to end. And a lot of people can get motivated, and I'm sure some of you can relate to the statement, you get motivated and then you just get scared and you quit or you give up. Well, I want to make sure you reach your goal. And I would say that, you know, 95% of people that come to me reach their goal, and generally the ones that don't are it's when their mothers have dragged them in and they really didn't want to come. And so, I'm really committed to working with you side by side, guiding you to the ins and outs of whatever it is. And I do other things besides business coaching. I work with people. It's really your whole life we look at, because all aspects of your life need to be kind of flowing well and to make, you know, your business or your career or whatever that is a success. And so I work with people over a period of time. It's a package that I have created that is, you know, all of the nuances and the formula that I've developed. And so I'm adding extra time onto this, you know, extra session onto the back end of this program for people. But
That basically extends the whole thing by another like 2 or 3 weeks, because you don't do your sessions, you know, once a week necessarily. So for me, if I'm launching a business and I'm right in that startup phase, that would be enormously valuable.
When you hire me, you're not hiring me obviously the sessions are very valuable, but it's all of the time. I have people that are emailing me late at night and,
right,
you know, look at this business plan, help me with this website. So I'm available by email and phone all the time. And I want you to stay in touch with me every week so that I can see the progress and make sure, you know, when any bumps, you know, come up, or that you get the support you need. So when you hire me as a coach, I'm with you through, you know, from, again, A to Z.
Yeah, I can attest that you are probably one of the most committed people that I have ever met, and most accelerated and excited. I mean, you're so much fun to work with, which is why I keep saying this, but I've worked with a lot of consultants, and I have never hired a life coach before, but I'm hiring Allison to help me launch a product this fall. So, you know, that's because I have enormous faith in her. So,
well, thank you.
That.
I appreciate it. You know, it's really I've done business and I love it. But it's nothing more exciting to me to see people to reach their potential. And I see where people get stuck, and when they move past their roadblocks when they take an idea and make it happen or invention or whatever, there's nothing like it. And so I feel like I have a gift, and I love sharing that with people, so I take very seriously what I do.
So just quickly, if someone wants to call you, the number is 888-844-3550, and if you get a recording, leave your name and your number, and just ask if you can have a consultation to see whether coaching with Allison is right for you, if that's what you want. Mention that you were on the webinar. That's what you need to do, this call. So
right.
That's what you need to do in order to get this extra session. Or you can email her at allison@myblastoff.com.
And that's A-L-L. There's a lot of ways to spell it.
Oh, right.
A-L-L-I-S-O-N @myblastoff.com. And, I'd love to talk to you and just see, what is going on with you. And then I can help you. I can tell you, in what way I would be able to support you.
Right. So do you have any last words that you want to leave people with?
Absolutely. I always have more words. So just some things I want to leave you with is that, really the only thing in your way, the only thing between you and what you want to create in life is you. And you will gain the confidence in the doing. Don't feel like you have to know everything to get started, because you will change and mold and delete things and add things as you go. But really the knowing is in the doing. I really didn't know a whole heck of a lot about scuba diving, but I can tell you I do now after having a business. And, there's no reason for you not to be doing something that you absolutely love. And there are so many opportunities and possibilities out there. And the last thing I'll leave with people, because, it seems very simple, but you deserve to be happy. There are a lot of people out there that are not, and we settle in different areas of our life because we're afraid that there's not anything more out there, and there is. So I just, there is no reason that you shouldn't have something in your life that you do for your work that you absolutely love. And so if that's all that you get from this call, I would be happy with that.
Great. I am grateful to you for sharing that message, because one of my goals with these webinars in this series, this Audacious Creativity series, is to help people to find that inner creator, that part of them that is connected to their higher source, which is really the life force. And if you imagine that you were living beyond problems, what would you do? And what you help people to do is to live beyond the obstacles. So did you have one more thing to say?
I do. I meant to mention this earlier, but I just wanted to give a plug for Stephanie, because anybody out there that's thinking of writing a book, this is the woman you need to talk to, because I want to tell you, I gained a PhD in the book world, and definitely there were things that I would do differently. And, once I finally connected with Stephanie, and I do feel that I was led to meeting her, she was amazing. She really helped guide me, and there's so many decisions to make, and she helped, write my proposal, for publishers, and just helped, with brainstorming and ideas and support. And it was just incredibly invaluable. She is a master. She's worked with some of the best authors out there, and you would be in wonderful hands. And if you do have a book inside you, I encourage you to write it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I just the last thing, and then we're done, is I wanted to let you know that the next webinar is going to be on June 2nd, which I believe is a Tuesday, although I wouldn't bet my life on it. And it will be during the day. It will be at 1 p.m. Eastern time, which is kind of early on the West Coast, but it's because I'm interviewing somebody who lives overseas, who is an amazing sound healer, and she helps people to really tap into their authentic voice, which is not just how you make sound, but everything that you want to express. And we're going to be talking about creating from that voice. And so you'll be getting emails if you're on my list. And have a wonderful evening, everybody. Thank you so much, Allison.
Thanks.
What a pleasure.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Good night, everybody.